church school, they had one of their scriptures from the book of Psalms, Psalm 147, where the psalmist says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And then from the letter to the Hebrews, I'm reading from the Peterson paraphrase. Let's do it. Full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how embedded we can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. May God bless the readings from his holy word. But where is God in such a world as this? In us? In folk like us? Empty souls? Shattered nerves? Senses driven wild by Hollywood? Ads? Constant titillation? Where is God in such a world as this? On our streets of fear where muggers lurk? Rapists gang rape innocents making gates watch? Pickets march, destroy property, scholars plead, generations separated by more than years. Where is God in such a world as this? In a sniper's nest, a roadside bomb, an earth that's scorched, a mother's scream, a dying Marine's cry. Where is God in such a world as this? Where is God? I've adapted some words from Jim Bishop, the Methodist minister. He answered his question with blowing in the wind. The Spirit of God is now. Now, we can certainly add strophes to this query as our nation reels over the domestic terrorist act in Chattanooga. A Kuwaiti-born Abdulaziz, living all the American dream, guns down 4 unarmed Marines and 1 sailor. And wounds 3. Life is short and bitter, he wrote, before he died. Now we mourn the loss of Thomas J. Sullivan, David Wyatt, Carson Holmquist, Skip Wells, and that sailor, Randall Smith. With social networks fraying, the only logical response for the community was to worship. So they came from all religious faiths to weep, to seek solace, hope. Isn't that the essence of everything we hold true? Despite the turmoil roiling the nation, these people of Israel could sing, God heals the brokenhearted, bandages their wounds. Just as our vacation Bible school children learn, God has the power to heal. Despite anguish, fear, and grief, whether in Baltimore, Ferguson, or Chattanooga, folks espoused forgiveness, reconciliation, based upon their faith. The author of Hebrews reminds us the fundamental fact of existence is that trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. You see, faith gives substance to our hope, makes certain realities we do not see. So Jim Armstrong's query was the wrong question, really. It's not, where is God? Rather, where are God's people? Where are the witnesses to what God has done in Jesus Christ in our lives? My life, your life? In these past few days, we've been witnessing thousands of Lutheran youth engaged in doing the word in Detroit. They came there because their leaders believed Detroit needed a lift. They boarded up buildings, cleaned up neighborhoods, built a pile of 40,000 diapers. They were powered by worship, messages of faith and hope. As our scripture lesson advised, encouraged by love, helping out, not avoiding worshiping together, as some do, but spurring each other on. Rachel Johnson is a minister at the Riverside Church in New York, a millennial. And so she speaks, she says, for the millennial generation. We're leaving the institutional church. But it isn't because we don't accept the world as it is. We've been given false promises that if we live by the rules, if we believe certain things, all good would come to us. But terror, greed, hypocrisy, fear, those promises were false. So they ask, show us how to live. Despair or things hoped for. The church looks at the valley of dry bones in this world, broken by racism and war, poverty and neglect, and says, these bones will live. Hope today are crying out to us. Don't give us answers. Inspire us. Inspire us with a faith that can move mountains. A God who can make the lame walk and the blind see. Show us that God loves just as we are. Heal our broken hearts. Give us the courage to live in the here and the now. Our VBS children learn that God has the power to provide. God has the power to comfort. And right here and now in this sanctuary, as we approach God with a sincere heart, filled with assurance, Christ Jesus has made our hearts clean. We've been washed clean with pure water, the water of baptism. Renewed by bread and wine. Have you come here this morning and not forgiven those who've wronged you? Have you laid all of the troubles of cities, nations, worlds, church at the God's feet? My friends, we are not guilty for the past. We stand here as New Agers with only wish in the now, the present. God's power forgives. God loves us just as we are forever. For the Lord of hosts has heard our confession. We receive the gifts of God's pardon. And somehow, some way, that fact has to turn us on, to move us from our complacency to a fired-up faith. For over 175 years, this family of faith has raised high Christ's cross. Here and throughout this world. For many years, I looked down at Joe Eschbaum, his wife, sitting there in the first pew. His eyes were almost closed. He wasn't sleeping. He could repeat the sermon. He was each year taking a month of his life, going to all of our hospitals around the world, bringing them up to date on the latest techniques. Many other of our doctors offered medical skills. We sent you to Tennessee, New York, Virginia. We provided a Ford truck for a mission in Tuba City, Arizona. We started two free Head Start programs long before the government. Two schools in Detroit were served by the women of this church. We ran our programs for $6,500, and the government followed us. It cost them $150,000. We just celebrated our outreach to children in Peru, where loving parents and loving members sent youth to arouse others to love. But nearly a week goes by that we are not reaching out in Christ's name. McCartney wrote, the brokenhearted people in the world agree, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. For though they be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Our world is filled with brokenhearted some of them here this morning. And together we've sung of the power of God, a very present help in trouble. So whether a hospital bed, an empty nest, preparing for school, struggling with an ethical decision, wild by the results of biopsy, facing hospice, Almighty God is with us. So where are God's people? Here. Opening their lives to new and living ways, provoking one another to love, to do good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, encouraging one another until that day. My dear friends, God has put his Spirit and filled your heart. May God so fill us this day that people will say, see those Christians, how they love one another. See those Christians, how they do their faith, how they walk their talk. Let it be.